And I think that's all that I need to do is believe in Jesus.
But you have to test yourself.
Yeah, testing through the Spirit.
Yeah, and you have to do more than belief. The gospel on there says you have that faith in Christ Jesus, his shed blood, his death, burial, resurrection.
Right,
he was fully God, fully man.
Absolutely.
And through his blood, we can be washed clean of our sins, right?
Yeah.
So that's the faith, that's the believing that you're talking about. But you also have to repent.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
every single day.
Yeah, you didn't say that. So I'm trying to help you to make sure you understand it, because a lot of people are deceived by a false gospel. So repenting means you turn your life from your ways to his ways, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It means you forsake all your sins.
Sure.
And then if you do that, God will give you the Holy Spirit. Do you know what happens then? You'll be born again, born from above.
Yeah, I've been born again. My life is totally different from what it was.
But Jesus did say that's key to finding eternal life, but you just said believe, right? I'm trying to help you. I love you. So there is more than just belief and faith. Yeah, okay. So you have to repent to find eternal life. You have to be born again.
And you have to walk a new life, and you have to be a new creation.
Obedience. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17, the old is gone, the new is here. So let me share something with you. Denominations, non-denominations.
Denominations don't matter.
Because they all have a different flavor. See, on the back of the card, we just went through the
gospel. The flavor is about the tertiary
things. On the back of the card
things,
is a bunch of things that they're teaching
Jesus.
You that are lies, though.
Yeah.
So that's what we're out here trying
that's
to do.
That's why I study the Bible, so that I know what the Bible says.
Right. But
not what man says, not what a pastor says. I want to see
but the Bible do you realize
says.
if you associate with people who keep lies and falsehoods, you're reuniting with them.
Then how do we know if people know the truth? If you're not in the body.
If they claim to be of Christ and they're a new creation, it doesn't take long to go through the scriptures and get your life in order. Doctrinally, it's easy to throw away Christmas, isn't it? Because it's pagan and it's a lie.
Right.
You can stop it today.
Yeah.
You don't practice Christmas, right?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay. Do you realize that's pagan? Have you ever looked into the roots of it?
Yeah, but
it's
also
pagan,
Easter is
and it's a lie.
Supposedly pagan. It's not about the day.
It is, it's a lie.
It's about celebrating that God came as a human in Jesus.
You said
immaculate conception.
But you said testing things to the scripture, is that right?
Yeah, I read scripture and I study scripture.
We're to
on my
test
own.
It all to the word of God, right?
Right.
And the Bible says, I'm gonna test you on this. You wanna test? I'll give you something to test.
Not really.
Revelation 21:22 says if you love and practice even one lie, you could be left outside the gates of heaven.
And then you repent.
But Christmas,
your faith in
you
Christ.
Need to repent of Christmas. It's a lie. Easter is a lie. Good Friday is a lie. Feminization is a lie. Practicing after politics and idolatry is a lie.
Do we not still need to celebrate that Christ came?
No, you know what we celebrate?
As a baby?
I'm trying to help you. Paul tells,
I knew you were trying to help
Paul
me.
Tries, Paul tells us that we're to remember his death. See, and man does
at
the opposite of what
Good
God
Friday,
does.
That's what we do. We remember his death.
Well, let me help you.
Every
Good Friday
day,
is a lie. Do you realize Jesus said he'd be in the grave 3 days and three nights? And the scriptures show us that's 12 hours in a day, 12 hours in a night, 72 hours total. You can't get 72 hours from Friday to Sunday.
But it
it's
says
a lie.
It in scripture that it was Friday to Sunday.
No, it doesn't.
Then we may have different Bibles that we're reading.
No, it doesn't say it was on Friday.
Said that he went to Pilate Friday morning, Thursday night, Friday morning. He went to Pilate, and then.
Well, if you do your research, if you do your research on this, and you add up the hours on it, you're not going to get it from Friday to Sunday. There's not 72 hours. Because Jesus said so.
Did he say specific hours? Like
he said,
for us to celebrate it,
like Jonah,
celebrate it.
3 days and three nights. So either he's a liar or the churches are lying. One of them's lying.
I missed that last part. I'm so sorry.
Jesus said he would be in the grave 3 days and three nights. That's 72 hours.
Yeah.
He said it. We're going to take it.
Sure.
Right? Can't get that from Friday to Sunday. So either he's lying in the scriptures or the churches are lying by making Good Friday, which came from the Roman Catholics.
And then we take
it. It's a lie. One lie will leave you outside the gates of heaven. Do you realize Ananias and Sapphira, after grace had come, God killed them for one lie?
I'm supposed to be meeting a friend.
Okay, well, test yourself on there. On the back of that is a bunch of lies that the churches are teaching. They're not teaching you how to be a godly, holy woman and how to dress your temple. They don't teach the men how to do that either. I'm just handing you a bunch of lies.
Some of this is like the tertiary. I think some of this is the denominational stuff. You say the denominations.
And non-denominations are all the same.
And like, this feels like denominational separation. It doesn't feel quite like.
No, this is scriptures. We walk in the scriptures. We forsook all of that. We don't belong to any organization, none whatsoever, because they're not following the scriptures. If you truly do study the scriptures and you compare them to any denomination, any non-denomination, any place gathering on Sunday or Saturday, whatever day it is, with a bunch of people and a pastor taking tithes or whatever, they're not going to line up with the scriptures.
I appreciate your time. I appreciate the effort that y'all are doing. Seriously.
Okay, well, our email is on there. We got a website on there. Here's my sister. I didn't know she was standing there. This is Sister Cara. I'm Sister Amen.
Like, your face shape is so beautiful.
God created all things.
Absolutely.
But you mentioned hair. You notice covering.
Covered, yeah.
Yeah. That's 1 Corinthians 11. Steady. Go deeper. If you're truly our sister in Christ, you need to conform your life.
I think it was specific to that church that they were at, but I appreciate you guys.
Oh, how about this? In the same chapter, he's talking to them, it's the Lord's Supper. So
yeah.
The Lord's Supper is for them too and not today?
No, there's some things that are specific to them. And the heart of it is more important than
we live by every word out of the mouth of God. So that could be a lie too, based on what you're saying. I'm trying to help you see that.
Yeah.
We live by every word out of the mouth of God.
I really do appreciate you. I really have to go. That's good.
Okay, go ahead and go. But test yourself. We'd love to hear from you. You need to go deeper. If you don't repent of all those lies, your soul is on the line.
Okay.
We love you. Have a good day.
Yeah, y'all have a good day.